You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, January 26, 7:42 Central Time. Joining me by phone this morning, Lowell Hybe. He's the Communications Director with Lutherans for Life. Good morning, Lowell.
Good morning, Andy.
Glad to have you back here on His Time and to have a chance to talk with you this morning. I pray all is going well for you today.
It's a good day, thank you.
Very good, very good. Well, Life Sunday resources, new and available from Lutherans for Life. What is Life Sunday from your perspective, Lowell?
Life Sunday is generally held or always held in January around the commemoration of the Supreme Court decision, Roe versus Wade, and also the concurrent opinion, Doe versus Bolton, that in effect made abortion legal throughout the entire 9 months of pregnancy for at any time for any reason. And what we try to do through our Life Sunday materials is point people to the gospel and share the value of life. And this year our theme focuses specifically on the idea that we are created by God, redeemed by God, and called by God.
We are created, redeemed, and called by God. What does that mean? Created, redeemed, and called, what does that mean for us, especially in terms of life?
Well, as we are pretty much all aware, our culture says our value, our human value, comes from looking good, feeling good, doing good. And our culture bases human value upon what we are able to do or not to do or how we look. But God, He places value on human life in a different way, by creating it, by realizing we are created by God. That means we have value. Not only were we created, but because of sin, we needed a redeemer. So God sent His Son Jesus to redeem us. And not only that, but He's called us to live out our Christian life in faithfulness and in witnessing to His forgiving, saving power. He has called us to do that. And for example, Isaiah 43:1, but now thus says the Lord, He who created you, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And we are valuable because of who created us, not because of something we did or something we can't do or how we look. It's much deeper and much broader than that.
You are so right. We live in a culture that places a value on life based on what one can do or not do, in terms of unborn babies or preborn babies, if they haven't contributed in any way or haven't done anything, quite often in our culture or in our society, we don't see that as a valuable life. It hasn't done anything yet. He or she hasn't done anything yet. And we don't see that as a person. Likewise, maybe in the later stages of life, if someone can no longer contribute to family or to society, we don't value that life nearly as much. But God places value on the fact that He created that life and created that life to bring glory to Him, whether it's through actions or inactions.
Exactly right. And that's the message we try to focus on in different ways each year during January, during Life Sunday. And I don't want anyone to think that because Life Sunday, which was January 17th, has passed, that you can't use these materials. They're not dated in any way. The message is timeless.
Mm-hmm.
You can observe a Life Sunday in July if you want. It really makes no difference on the date specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But we just need to, you know, for planning purposes, we have the date in January. But really, you could do it any time. And the materials this year have gone over very well. The theme, created, redeemed, called. The bulletin insert, the sermons, the service, it all helps the congregation share that message in a positive, gospel-centered, biblical way.
Well, tell us more about some of these resources that point us to away from the society's definition of life and valuing life to God's definition of life and valuing life that's all rooted in the gospel. Tell us more about some of these bulletin insert and brochures and other resources.
We have, first up, the bulletin insert is available in both English and in a downloadable format in Spanish. We've done that the last two or three years. So that is available both on our website and through Concordia Publishing House. The theme of the bulletin, tying in with Created, Redeemed, Called, it says, God gives human life value and nothing else matters. And unfortunately, we live in a culture that says everything else matters. So the bulletin insert is one of our main outreaches. Along with that, we do have a Just for Kids bulletin insert, which also ties in with the theme. That is downloadable and reproducible. We have a children's message to help pastors and others who do a children's message during the worship service or as a Sunday school opening. That's downloadable for free. There's a Bible study and also a worship service based on the theme Created, Redeemed, Called. And you touched earlier on end of life and how that is also being devalued, the older, the sick, the infirm. And if someone would prefer to focus on that this year for their Life Sunday, we still have resources based on the theme Living with Dying, which you can find on our website as well. So we try to emphasize life positively every year with little variations on the theme so we can cover the entire value of life from the preborn to the elderly and everything in between.
Another resource I see listed here is a memorial service for the preborn.
Yes, that has been out for a few years, and that is something that we encourage congregations to do outside of the regular worship service. And it's a service designed to help and offer healing to the victims of abortion, the women and men who have made abortion decisions and are suffering under the guilt and fear of what they've done and feel they can't be forgiven. This service honors God's gift of life while at the same time offering his forgiveness to all, no matter what they've done in life or haven't done in life. And again, that has been well received over the years. And you can also order that or download that and review it and adapt it to your local needs, however you see fit.
Absolutely. And then I see some DVDs as well.
There are some DVDs. We have a For Life DVD and then also a wonderful video that Dr. Lamb did, our former executive director, called The Handiwork of God. And it just shows how intimately we are created by God in the womb. And also want to mention Hope for Broken Hearts, the Gospel and Post-Abortion Syndrome. One of our big emphasis is on offering forgiveness to those who've made abortion decisions. We have an entire ministry under the Lutherans for Life umbrella called Word of Hope, with Grace Kern as the director, and she gets maybe 300 calls a month from women and men who have been involved in an abortion decision and are just feeling beaten down and guilty and need some relief and need to hear the gospel and need to be renewed to Christ.
Wow, that's a very generous and loving thing to do, to offer that support to those who have made that decision, been involved in some way. And we're planning on talking with Grace on Faith and Family, I believe, in the next month.
Very good. She's a wonderful person, just an outstanding individual, and I'm looking forward to hearing that interview myself.
Well, I understand a special thing coming up in March, Celebrate Life on March 25th.
Yes, that is the Annunciation on the church year calendar. And as we say on our website, the path to the cross did not begin in Bethlehem, but in Nazareth. And March 25th is the most appropriate time to celebrate the incarnation. That was when God became man at Jesus' conception in Mary. And we have a brand new insert to offer this year for congregations to observe the Annunciation. And also there's a sermon available and a worship service as well. And those are all downloadable for free on the website. You could also order printed copies through Concordia Publishing House of the bulletin insert. And we have a page on our website that kind of highlights all these materials as well, the Annunciation of our Lord on March 25th. So if people go to the website and just put in Annunciation March 25th, they'll see that page and have links to all those resources. And we're glad we can offer this insert again and share that message and make it something that isn't just a Life Sunday kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
but also allows congregations to celebrate God's gift of life at different times during the year, in this case, March 25th or that weekend. So we hope congregations will take advantage of that.
That's a great point, that the path to the cross began when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and most, you know, and particularly there at the beginning of that that life in Mary. Wow, that's a great point.
Exactly, and we also have a new brochure coming out called 3 inches, 2 ounces, which takes a look at the development of Jesus in the womb of Mary, and also comments on when Mary visited Elizabeth and how mm-hmm. John inside of Elizabeth leaped in her womb. And that insert will, or not insert, but bulletin or brochure will be out in a couple of weeks. So we encourage congregations to order that as well. But it's kind of a unique look at fetal development, taking a look at the fetal development of Jesus in the womb based on Luke 1:56.
We just had Life Sunday at our congregation recently, and one of the neat things that our team did, they provided the little models of I believe it was a 13-week-old in the womb, and so it's just a tiny little baby, only a few inches in length, and provided that to many of the children in our congregation so they could see and begin to learn and recognize early on that even in the womb, a life is forming and growing and is so important and loved by God.
Exactly right. And children know right away instinctively, obviously this is a baby, this is a person, this is an individual, someone created by God. As we know, Planned Parenthood has been in the news a lot lately, and the videos and all of that thing. A couple of weeks ago, World Magazine did a story on Planned Parenthood and the selling of body parts and so on, and this relates to the fetal models. My foster daughter, who is 10 years old, saw the cover of World Magazine and saw the price list of body parts, and she said, "What is this? They sell body parts?" And I explained that it is for research, and it is a terrible thing, and she started to cry because she just could not believe that anyone would have such a low value of life and of a baby. So it was a very moving moment, just happened out of nowhere, just happened to see that magazine on my desk, but it just shows how even a little child can see that this is someone that matters, a baby matters.
Indeed, that all life is valuable to God, is created by God and redeemed by God. There's no life for which Christ did not die, right?
Exactly right.
Hmm. And called, the another part of that theme. How are we called? To what are we called?
We're called to witness to God's gospel message of life and forgiveness through Christ our Lord, and we're called to live that out in our day-to-day life with each other and for others and for God, and all the while keeping in mind that none of us are perfect, but we have been forgiven through Christ our Lord, and He has given us eternal life, not just life for here and now, but eternal life with Him in heaven. No matter what we've been through in life and no matter what we've done or haven't done, that has been won for us on the cross. We just need to believe it and trust in it. And even that is a gift of God.
Lowell, how can we find these resources to help us celebrate Life Sunday and remember that we are created, redeemed, and called?
You can go to our website, lutheransforlife.org, and just click on the store page, and there will be a very obvious link to the Life Sunday resources. You can also go to the website and type in the Annunciation of Our Lord, and you'll find more resources there. We have an insert on the Planned Parenthood story, and you can also find many of our resources at Concordia Publishing House under the Sanctity of Life tab, cph.org.
Very good. So many of these resources will come to us through Concordia Publishing House or in partnership with Concordia Publishing House?
Correct. The printed resources will all come through Concordia Publishing House. We have had a nice relationship with them for quite a few years, and We're very thankful for all that they can offer us.
Very good. A lot of resources, again, including a bulletin insert, resources for worship and Bible study, children's message, and more. Lutheransforlife.org. Check it out. You can find those resources there. Lowell, always great to talk with you. Thanks so much for sharing these resources with us for Life Sunday.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Very good, very good. God's blessings. Lowell Hybe, Communications Director, Lutherans for Life. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today we'll study with Pastor Timothy Lorenz from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Greenleaf, Kansas. Hope you can join us for that as we take a look at Romans chapter 15 today, verses 1 through 13. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.